Hello, I'm Sarah Flower. Welcome to our weekly update with Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Thanks for joining us here today on KSUT, Leanne.
Thank you, Sarah.
It's been a big week, and I think a big highlight, headliner would be the recent fatality, the first one in La Plata County. Let's start there.
Yeah, it is super sad. And, you know, we have expected, as we had cases, that we would have a fatality at some point. That said, it's always, you know, just a horrible marker in the progression of the pandemic in any local community. And in this case, you know, it is an individual who had tested positive a few weeks ago, was fighting the disease, and ultimately lost their battle against COVID-19. The family has requested privacy at this time. We, in a small community, of course, honor that privacy, so we won't be releasing any additional demographic data, but this will be counted as La Plata County's first fatality. And I think the other thing I really want to point out is, as we move through this pandemic, and we've talked about this a lot, you know, we're learning new things every day about COVID-19. There will be some going backwards and adjusting numbers everywhere around the country. So when a community is reporting zero or very small numbers of fatalities at this juncture in this pandemic, it's entirely possible that there may have been fatalities with just difficulties in the supply chain for testing and difficulties in understanding what the full spectrum of symptoms are. There are people that, you know, if they didn't have a diagnosed case at the time of death, may be COVID-related fatalities. And so over time, our numbers might change.
So it's like, if I had this family member that passed away January, February, now our families can come back and say, can they get tested? Could this tragic unknown death been COVID?
Yeah, it won't be that easy to figure out. I mean, we won't be able to go back and test people like that. But there are places where they do flu surveillance and they've kept samples from, you know, flu testing. And after COVID-19 started to become better understood in March and April, they went back and they did some retesting of samples that they had collected, specimens that they had collected in January and February. In certain places on the West Coast, and they did find that they had positive samples for individuals that either survived or did not survive due to flu-like complications or pneumonia complications. So some of those will be recounted, and there will be a lot of looking at the statistics around, you know, total numbers of deaths due to flu-like symptoms without a flu diagnosis, with pneumonia symptoms, with other unattended deaths at home. So, you know, we just expect to see some changes.
Leanne, there was some big news that came in over this weekend that I wanted to talk about too, the recent FDA-approved antigens. And I want to talk about why this is big and kind of touch on antibodies and break that down for where we are right now.
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. This is another interesting piece of this and why this pandemic has been so difficult without a national testing strategy stood up yet and ability to do consistent diagnostic testing all across the country. You know, public health and healthcare has been really limited in our abilities to do the right things in communities. You know, we talk about this all the time. I think we talk about this every week. Social distancing as a mitigation strategy is just a difficult, challenging tool, right? And we see all kinds of tough consequences from the fact that we have to socially distance, you know, and the percentage of people that are out of work over it is just absolutely devastating. So we need more diagnostic testing. That will help us control disease going forward. And this week, there was the beginnings of approvals for antigen testing, which is different than the diagnostic testing that we're currently doing. And it does potentially have capacity to be really widely available and really turn around results quickly. So if this happens nationwide, we can start to, you know, restart the economy safely and not be in this either or kind of binary choice that we're in right now, which people say, like, either we're saving lives or we're getting people back to work. The goal has always been do both, right? So we put in this hard, hard work over the last few weeks for social distancing and mitigation. And if in that time we develop the right public health and the right healthcare tools, we'll be able to get things back on track for normal and continue to save lives. And that's what we all need. We need that to happen. So we're very lucky here in La Plata County. You know, Cedar Diagnostics has done an amazing job of being a private entity, bringing a ton of testing to our community. So we're well positioned here to know burden of a disease in our community. Not everyone is so lucky. So we really need this to be available, some kind of diagnostic testing available everywhere. And fingers crossed that antigen testing becomes the next piece of this puzzle.
I really feel on a national scale, when I look at the testing and the diagnostics and availability, I feel lucky that we're here and it feels like it's readily available if I wanted any kind of the testing that I'm not worried. It doesn't feel like lack of testing, I guess.
No, we're very, very lucky here. You know, we've done a good job of containing disease as a community. We've done a good job of, you know, adhering to social distancing and not continuing a lot of community spread. But like we've talked about before, we don't live on an island. There's not a bubble around our community. And we know that if there's community transmission anywhere, there's a good possibility for community transmission everywhere. So, you know, we do have a fair amount of testing here. Hopefully we will be able, as we start to reopen the economy very carefully, we will be able to test and contain if new disease starts to get spread. So, but, you know, again, that's hopefully, right? It's also entirely possible that if people don't come in to test, you know, you could start spreading around some disease and it could get away from us. So we're still, you know, it's still a safer at home recommendation. Don't go out unless it's essential. Keep your 6-foot distance. Wear your face covering, wash your hands. You know, none of that goes away as we move into these next phases. But also, if we get more diagnostic testing, we can all start taking additional steps together.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.